Just now we sing the song, My Hope Is Built on Nothing Else. On the solid rock I will stand, no other ground is. All other ground is sinking sands. That's, I asked Brother Lakshmanan to sing this song today. Because this is the fact, this is the matter when I am going to read the portion. And that portion is explain us well enough to that song. And today's meditation is Matthew chapter 7, 21 to 29. Nine verses, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 29. Before that, let us pray one more time. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we are thanking you and praising you for giving us one more opportunity to come together for a prayer meeting. So many of us are busy in the schedule and some other problems. Those who came here, please help them to save time back, and those who are watching in the Zoom, let them also be courageous, and in the days to come, let them stand for your glory. And we are meditating your word. We are not very scholars, so we are not eligible to divide your words. But if you give us the grace, we can expand your word, and it is beneficial for us in the days to come. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And let us read first this portion. Now, 21, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Verse 24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and the beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened like a foolish man who builds his house on the sands. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. This is a well explained parable, and we are singing from my childhood onwards. I am singing this song, you know, in Malayalam, in the Sushasan camp and all things. And this is a pretty good parable. It's a small parable and it's self-explanatory there. And here two builders, mentioning two builders, how they are built there. Our Lord Jesus was the teacher and the preacher.
His teaching was simple and straightforward. Jesus concluded the Sermon on the Mount with a story about two men who had three things in common. So the sermon is started in chapter 5. And when we read chapter 5 and chapter 8, we can find out that this is from the mountain. Chapter 8, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed. Chapter 5, we read chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up to the mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. And chapter is starting, 5 starting in the mountain. And this ending, chapter 6, 7, verse 29. And two men who had three things in common, each man built a house. That is one thing common. Secondly, both heard the word of Jesus. That is the second one. The third one is both encountered a violent storm. That is where the similarities end and the contrast begins. One of the man wise was wise and the other foolish. Wisdom is the ability and willingness to apply spiritual truth to life's circumstances. Foolishness is the inability and the unwillingness to apply spiritual truth to life's reality. The wise man heard Jesus' word and acted on them. That is, he built on a foundation of rock. To do so harder and more time consuming. The fool builds on sand. This is easier, cheaper, and faster to do. But the storm revealed which man was wise and which one was foolish. The trials of life will expose what your foundation is made of. The key differences in the two houses is not their external appearance. The house on the rock pictures a life founded on a proper relationship to Christ. It will stand the test of Christ's judgment. But the house on the sand will fail the test. The scribes, means the religious scholars, often cited traditions and quarter authority to support their arguments and interpretation. But Jesus spoke with a new authority, his own. He did not need to quote anyone because he was the original word. John chapter 1, verse 1. When I was reading this one, when I remember a couple of years ago, something happened in my house. And one of the ELBC youth meeting was held in my house. And so many young people came there. And nearly 20, I believe 20 people were there. And their study portion was the Matthew chapter 7, 21 to 29. The same portion. Exactly, I don't remember who take that class, the meditation. I think John, son of Mallory, Ray Mallory, or Joe. I don't know who took that one. But after that meditation, there was a discussion time. And all of them, most of them discussed what they know about the portion and what their opinion about that portion. It was nice to hear that when we were also there at that meeting and we were listening and watching each one of them. Young girls and boys were
participated.
But one of the things amazed to me is one of the girls, she talks something there. I want to give her name. She is the daughter of James Abraham and Annie Abraham. Her name is Liz. She is telling the building was almost same when the appearance. But nobody knows that what is the foundation. The foundation is always under the ground. Nobody can see that. Even the owner of the house, they cannot see. For the sidewalkers or those who are coming to that house, they don't know how the foundation. And really, I speak to you that I read so many books and so many commentaries. No one explained that kind of meaning. But we know that the foundation is under the ground, but nobody said that. Even nearly six commentaries I was reading the last couple of months about this portion. Nothing is mentioned there. This list was telling that foundation under the ground. So we have to. So in that matter, I was amazed. Because I never forget that one. And because the foundation, nobody can see, then who can see? We know that our foundation in which we built up. So examine our foundation is founded on the rock or the sands. One day it is the trials and perils and the problems and trials are coming. Same for the good foundation and the bad foundation. Verse 25 is reading, and the rain descended, the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Verse 27, the same words, it is there. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was it. The same problems are coming to the believers and unbelievers, those who think that they are the believers. But only the test or the judgment seat of God, Christ, it will prove their part foundation we built up our house. That is really important.